Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal. You're listening to episode 601. Of the Talking Metal podcast coming at you. I've kind of gotten off the Tuesday schedule here, and I wanted to get you guys an episode on a Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, and we're going to hit you with some Dio right now. This is Dream Evil.
Just could never be a calling of a spell, so you can see.
Yeah, 6 years gone, Dio. Left us 6 years ago this week and greatly missed. And it's hard to believe that it's 6 years, isn't it? Wow, crazy stuff. I had the opportunity to meet Ronnie James Dio back when I was a kid. I think I was 15. Maybe 16. It was, 1986. And it was, I guess I was 16. 1986. And it was on the Intermission tour. The Intermission EP, which came out, was a bunch of live songs and one new studio track called Time to Burn. Got to meet him at an in-store record signing in Melrose Park, Illinois. Got a picture with him, which I still have, and I will post in today's show notes. So, wow, this picture, let's see, 86, 96, 2000, 30 years old, this picture. Crazy. I'm going to post it in today's show notes. Anyways, we miss Ronnie James Dio, one of my favorites growing up. Really loved the Holy Diver record, the Last in Line record. Sacred Heart was a big record for me, and really Dream Evil. I mean, that was a great record, Dream Evil. If I had to go back and name my top three Dio records, I think Holy Diver may be a slightly better record than Last in Line. However, Last in Line is my favorite Dio record. And the reason I say that is, I think maybe the songs, maybe the excitement of the first solo record, maybe where Dio was at in his career, I think Holy Diver was a little more potent. But for me personally, the one that means the most to me is that Last in Line record. But anyways, yeah, top three, those two, Holy Diver, Last in Line, and Dream Evil. Sacred Heart probably coming in fourth for me. And I like the Sacred Heart record. It was a little more keyboardy, a little more slick here and there. But a lot of that has to do with one or two songs on the record, really. It was a great record, and great stuff. Craig Goldie, of course, joining Ronnie James Dio after the Sacred Heart record, before the Dream Evil record, which is when this little EP, live EP with one studio track called Intermission came out. And Intermission, of course, was the in-store promoting that record was, of course, when I met Ronnie James Dio, Craig Goldie, Jimmy Bain, Vinny Appice, and Claude Schnell. They were all at the in-store. I have a poster that they all signed. Crazy to think that two of those guys are gone, Bain and Dio. Or maybe not so crazy, considering that we're all getting up there in age now. I'm in my mid-40s now. These guys, some of these heroes of mine, some are 10 years older, but others are 20, maybe even 30 years older than me. So there you go. Let's keep the rock going. Right now, we're going to hear a little Anthrax. Yeah. Caught in the Mosh, Anthrax, off of Among the Living, a very important record for me, very important. Remember just being so blown away by that album when it came out, and really, you know, Metallica had kind of laid the groundwork in a lot of ways, you know, for the whole sound that Anthrax had on that, but they took it up a notch with it, you know, really delivered with that record. Wow, what a great, great metal record. Among the Living by Anthrax. I'm going to end today's show with a little Dokken, a band I will see this weekend. I'm not even really sure who's currently in the band. I guess it'll be Don and Mick. I don't know if that John Levin guy is still playing guitar with him. I don't even have no clue who's on bass. But having said that, I can't wait to see Dokken this weekend outside of Albany, New York at the Rock Derby Festival that I'm going to. It's going to be a great time. And again, just really psyched to see Dokken. They were at Heavy Montreal last year. I actually had a little conversation with Don backstage at Heavy Montreal. Really always a nice guy every time I've met him. And looking forward to seeing them play live at the Rock Derby Festival outside of Albany, New York this coming weekend. If you're going, look for my wife and I. We'll be hanging out. We'll be there for the Saturday and Sunday performance. I got to work on Friday, so I won't be up for that. But yeah, see you there. And here is Into the Fire by Dokken, one of my favorite Dokken tunes. We'll see you next time, guys. Thank you.
Spell your eyes, they beckon me. Your lips, they speak lies and misery.
The flames drawing near, they're telling me to stay.